Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Mic check, check in the mic. Welcome everybody. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on, right on.
I'm Paul Tahuti, otherwise known as Justice, Balance Between All People. Thanks for the opportunity. I will succeed.
And persist.
Until I succeed.
Welcome, everyone. This is Miss Lady. How are things? Thanks for joining Justice Radio Station, where we want to share views and actually replace this mistreatment system, if one see it as that, with a system of justice where no one is mistreated.
It seems that the exhaustion of wisdom of this world is here.
Yes. Yes, we can see it in the thoughts, speech, action, failing to actually create constructive relationships between most individuals.
Reach the exhaustion of wisdom of this socialization process using racism as a classification tool for mistreatment all individuals.
Yes.
Based on greed and ego tripping. You have anything you'd like to add?
Yes. And this is one of the words that is being encouraged to investigate, making sure that the individual is not participating in being a racist, meaning identifying as a member of a race in this mistreatment designated position of chosen, superior, inferior. Exhaustion of wisdom has been reached in this world in the socialization process.
A system of justice will be better than what we have. Justice meaning no one mistreated, and who needs the most constructive help receives it. If you do not understand racism, white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything you think you understand will only confuse you, will only confuse you, will only confuse you. To produce justice,
we must use the only power, individual, immediate power, and use of a code as a role model.
Not a person.
Never a person as a role model. A code for constructive thought, speech, action, along with that immediate power, individual immediate power, which is why Justice Radio Station is here encouraging the individual.
So that leads me to think, well, who and what is preventing local and global justice?
Good questions.
So remember, this is our question and answer period, because we're saying all problems can be solved through questions and answer.
Yes.
So before we finish looking at that thought, why is local
and national justice being prevented?
Yeah, let's look, since it's the birthday, I'm taught, of the nation, let's kind of look a little bit of the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
Because you was going to say something.
Yes, this declaration was drawn on documents which, or such as the Virginia Declaration of Rights. State and local calls for independence by looking at these documents, and therefore drafting, Jefferson wrote a stunning statement. This is of the colonists' right to rebel against the British government and establish their own, based on the premise that what? All men are created equal and have the inalienable rights of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. They say we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. What a goal.
Serious thoughts. Just stepping back and still reflecting on those words, I could still see how, especially knowing how the human thinks,
yes,
how elaborate and sophisticated that sounds. But think about it. Remember, we're working to be grammatically correct in our speech.
Yes.
Right? Just like political correctness. Let's speak and use words that's going to reveal truth to produce justice, right?
Yes.
Pursue truth. So, in reflecting on that as part of our studying, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. What does these words mean? Because
great
remember
question.
We have to define these words. So what do they really mean? You had some thoughts on that thought?
And who do they apply to?
Well, I know it's looted that anybody wants to come into the ideology and philosophy of inalienable rights and the greatest nation given to man by God. But all these things still have to be defined, is the point, right?
Yes.
In terms of, so what does this mean?
What does it mean?
So it brought me to even the idea of pursuing truth and then looking at what's an untruth.
A lie.
Some say that which is not real, real. Question everything.
Taught to believe. Is it a lie?
So, what is real, real? That which cannot be supported by nature or pure scientific observation. For example, Americans' high ideal of freedom, democracy, liberty, and justice for all is a lie? Why?
Doesn't exist.
Because it is neither true nor real and cannot be supported by scientific observation. This is their own teachings of what is untruth. So looking at the big old IDs, I hear even Biden running out to say it's never been lived.
I say refinement. Yes, that's true.
But also the idea in the refinement, we're saying, can the Declaration of Independence
be used so that an individual produce justice? No. And you would think that if individuals knew this before now, or did they? Or do they know it yet? It has to be lived.
Why is local, national, global justice not being produced?
Answer to the question that was just stated, to maintain,
expand,
refine the socialization process of mistreatment for everyone.
Who is preventing national, global peace? Individuals who classify themselves as white, men, woman, child, who practice, promote mistreatment based on greed, ego tripping, and a classification tool of race. What is a race? What's the importance of a race? And then now, there's a designation that's put upon the different color. White is superior, non-white is inferior. Up to this point, since we are at this point.
Yes. And if this is truth, evidence show that it's being practiced, that you are designated, then what should the individual's enterprise be? At least some of the time, I hear many things being talked about and done, so many things. However, it's a possibility. If this was aware, if the individual is aware of this designated classification, I know something else would be going on, would be said about all the things that's being said. And this could help to get to the point. Everyone is acting as if they want to be. What? preventing local, global, national justice from being produced?
Answer: psychological and social subjugation of black and all non-white people using the socialization process of racism, which is white supremacy. How
is local, global, national, how is justice being prevented? Deception.
Deception.
Deception. Through words, definition of words, and the socialization process.
Which we're saying from early childhood, fantasies and myths is indoctrinated, inculcated in one. So
that's
by
right.
The time we're puberty and adult, it becomes second nature.
We think that we created the socialization process oneself.
But remember, it appears we was born on a planet spinning, and everything was already in
place.
So question everything that you're taught to believe. Believe. Because if it's not truth, then you know you might be controlled by the belief of someone else.
Yes.
Jailhouse Psychotherapy, nightly, 8 p.m. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues app. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Miss Lady, on the idea of waging guerrilla warfare on the mind? How should we be thinking after we've come to some of these realizations you was hinting at earlier?
This might be a challenge to stay in the now. In the now. Focus in the now. Wage guerrilla warfare on the past, victories and defeats, so that one may stay conscious of the work to be done now. Enjoy countering a mistreatment socialization process using words to deceive and integrate individuals into thoughts and ideas that happen to make criminal acts necessary. Not condoning it, but let's create an environment of justice where no one is mistreated.
So that again, they can expand the limited education, miseducation that they've been given, so that they can, as you're saying, revisit the idea of actually revisit the idea of this self-knowledge. You're saying it's a good time now to even do that.
Excellent.
You know, because who actually am I looking at? We're saying that one's thoughts and behavior is being regulated and molded to be a certain way, to identify with a certain party politics, and they're so stuck within that party politics. No special reason, but a kind of conditioning to say one is this and one is that. What one has done from us in the past, and what one hasn't done, or what one is not doing right now. Who love me, who don't love me. You hear the human mind in all of that? Who cares? Once we're saying we know who I is.
Lack of knowledge of self is why the confusion, identity, lack of knowledge of self. Sounds simple, and it is.
And something talked about a lot also.
Not understood.
You know, many scholars have talked about self-knowledge.
Yes.
Man, know thyself. To thyself be true, I say.
And it's to look at those things being said and elevate one's consciousness so that one knows what is.
But
can't teach self-knowledge.
Yes, but I know we can point to its fulfillment.
Very good.
For instance, I know in light of history, politics, and the miseducation of everyone, despite it, as somebody who's been a subject, a servant, a participant, and somebody who has realized, wait a minute, this is a mistreatment system, it's not actually the Holy Grail as taught.
What it say it is.
That democracy is the way.
We have a constitution, a declaration of independence. However, amendments, something's not right.
But we're saying though, the idea of how one can elevate one consciousness to have a paradigm shift, to have a metaphysical, get it?
Got it.
It's painful because one have to go deep within to realize that a lot of what we believed as gospel has all been a lie.
You lose many family and friends who still want to cling to
the Constitution, etc.
The mistreatment socialization process.
Well, that's how it translates. For whatever reason, they don't want to tie in the mistreatment with it. They would even say it's individuals, which I could see that too. But how wouldn't the system be responsible if it's a prison? Everything happening in a prison should basically be going through the warden and the CEO's
order.
Right.
It's an organization structure.
So how in this instant we can see within the era of economic, labor, law, politics, a system.
Many individuals are not aware. I know for me to be at this point, I had to start not only looking at myself in this system, participating, of course, wanting to do better, be better, and help out overall conditions of everyone. However, I had to be true to myself. I had to realize after looking up definitions about everything being taught, the so-called holidays, the all areas, religion. I was really into that, you know, thinking that that was the way, this was a belief. How is justice being prevented? Deception by following the 66 books of the, and the beliefs didn't go anywhere. Matter of fact, without it, a higher standard of being is natural. So you have to look at the socialization process. That was a word. When I saw it, I investigated, and here I am now looking at the fact that it's a process, and it's never too late to learn. As I said, You lose many friends, so-called, and family members, so-called. However, you don't lose anything, you gain.
Because once you're pursuing truth,
that's all there is.
You know, and use it in a manner to produce justice and correctness. It's the individual effort, remember, mind and body, words and deeds.
Yes.
Right? Beyond the A, be able to understand, as you're saying, who is this self? But I was saying too, certain steps towards it by living words that produce correctness, my thoughts, my behavior, changing some of my views and my values that I've been given. You're saying, like you're saying, some of your standards
elevated, yes,
and by that standard even elevated and refined in its elevation, in the liberty also, is not just believing, it's
no.
In the liberty of a higher vision.
Justice, that's so true. And individuals listening, check it out. Elevate your thoughts, speech, and action. And any idea held in the mind, acted upon, emotionalized, individuals, the vibrations, they call it, or energy, but individuals will be drawn to you. And what you need always is. But yes, I know.
Justice Radio Station. This is JLL Psychotherapy. We're still looking into the idea of identity, self-knowledge. But around that was looking at the miseducation we all was given. And now starting to question it. Still, where do we go? And we're saying, well, hey, start with not only the source, which we'll talk about in a minute, but also start looking at the words that we're using, the socialization process that we've been in. Who taught us a lot of these ideas?
And words.
Remember, say you're only as good as you understand and know.
Correct.
So somehow we've been basically, again, just the blind leading the blind.
Yes.
Because we're all, in a sense, been screwed up in light of history, politics, and the miseducation of all of us.
Yes.
So that's why we're saying understanding self in all its dimensions is important. So looking at the source that we're talking about when we're looking at self-knowledge, we're looking at it from going to the essence. I know we've been taught, check out your DNA and your ancestry, etc. But we're saying, see if we can cut out some of that. Let's go back to the source. Strip down all those labels and preconceived ideas that you have given.
Identities you've been given.
You empty your mind. Remember, like a parachute, it only works when it's open, right? So
correct.
Be fluid like water. Somehow we have to be able to sit down quiet and reflect, because all of these things are in our minds and it's possible, right? We always seem to want to get up and go somewhere, but I just say, be a little ruthless on yourself. Because as you're saying, you're looking for answers from inside out. It's okay taking certain information, but how are you processing it? How are you using your abilities, right?
Yeah, your analytical abilities.
Right. How are you using them? Remember, you only can have one head. So let it be on truth. What's truth? Looking at all the lies that we're being taught, what's truth? One thing I know, for sure, unquestionable. There's only one power. Omnipotent, omnipresent one. Unquestionable. I'm not talking about faith or hope either. I am here now. You see that? I am means existence exists, and I'm aware of this existence. Are you aware? Existence means absolute, unchanging,
infinite, complete,
and that which is infinite, complete,
eternal, I am.
That's the I. It might sound a little, what you're talking about, but you know, step back and breathe. Because this is essence that we're talking about here now. Life-giving waters, if you could really think about it. Because what else could be? We've been taught about religion and all kinds of religions. Not talking about anybody's religions either. But I'm talking about the source here, trying to understand. Where does this all come from? Because I'm not talking about a concept, God. In fact, I'm not even using that term.
No, and not an image.
Right, we're talking about
absolute truth.
Undifferentiated energy matter. Energy at its subtlest state. Because remember, this is energy also.
At its dense form, all made of the same atoms, molecules, different frequencies,
protons, electrons,
and arrangements. Yes.
Very good. So we're saying at its purest form, we're saying now is what we're talking about, consciousness itself.
Existence, only thing.
Right? So we're saying there's only one who knows of its existence. When I first heard this myself, I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it, and come back again to identity. And realizing, wait a minute then. So who am I? Who am I? Who's that individual that then has been calling himself the self, but been looking at the body as the self?
Taught to believe this.
Taught to believe that this isn't the self. I'm talking about the individual, the human, the person, this
body,
this persona, the body,
yes,
the human. Sometimes called, but it seems like none of us is humane, so I'm even reluctant to use the word. But who then is this individual who's been always changing? It's not absolute.
Good point.
You know, you might not believe in an absolute, but then if you reflect on your body, this person is perishing right now.
Absolutely changing all the time until gone.
So either pushing up worms or daisies. But what happened to that energy, that source, that breath that is once inside the house and outside the house? So but even though the house is now knocked down and crumbled, isn't the energy still there?
Right, the building with
might
the
crumble.
Energy inside and out. When the building is gone, the energy still exists.
I wonder if that's, you know, when they talk about eternal spirit
That's what.
If that's what they're talking about.
Yes. True and not correct. In terms of how it's shared. If it was shared in truth, truthfully, then individuals that appear to be would have a different experience.
So pushing on the idea, because I want to still get on talking about and asking and answering questions about who still is this human, because we're just concluded that the source is the true identity. That's who I would call, or that's what I would call. I am that. That's the source. That's
absolute truth.
Right, one and the same. Right?
Yes.
So then what is this human then, which we're saying has its own premise about what's what?
In charge.
Since it's even coming from that European psychology of I think, so I am. But is
charge.
That correct? Is
no.
That correct? Do I exist? That's why I may think. Or do I think? That's why I exist. Very important understanding, because we talk about self-perception. How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? Because this human, we've come to find out, it can be bamboozled. It can be tricked, given identity because of how it thinks. To think about this, you might have heard us talk about it before, but think about this. It seems like it's so potent and relevant. Born on a planet, it appears, confined with our immature emotions, selfish, right? Got self-gratification desires. I like what I don't like, what I want. You know, you're only 4, 5, 6. But we're saying, if you don't grow out of some of this immature emotions, it can be a great impediment, right?
Yes.
So now, we're saying, along with that, we've been educated with fantasies and myths, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, the idea of race, class.
To set up.
A designation where all type of schisms and isms is going on, and stereotype is giving people all kinds of inhibitions.
Set up for failure.
I've come to realize,
careful.
Wow, this might even be a prison.
Great awareness.
So, we're saying now, looking at this human, how it thinks, because we're trying to understand
the nature.
Yeah. And realize then it has a brain. You know, we was just saying it's energy, but it's dense energy. Has a brain. In fact, a left hemisphere, a right hemisphere. We've been educated though to see them as separate. We don't seem to realize they have to work together.
Balance.
Intellect and emotions have to be balanced. So we're looking at then, there's this thing called the mind. What is the mind? So we said the mind is what is discerning, what it's perceiving, trying to make sense of stuff, the ups and downs of everything. Look at all what it has to determine, the different energies, and we're saying it's picking up light from the objects, and it has to think of what it is. It has to look out for danger and hot and cold, and using the senses to discern what's what. and the senses is kind of limited too, I've come to realize, because the senses is the sight, the sound, right?
Yes.
Smell, touch, which if we had different senses like a canine and a bat and an owl, we'd be able to see and hear, so our experiences would be totally different.
Totally different.
So as it may be though, we're still saying, wait, what is this mind, if you really think about it? Because we're saying it's a battle for the mind, I've heard. The mind and hearts of man. So it can even be captured. How can it be captured? Because you know how the individual is boastful. It knows everything. It never asks questions. But it never knows. You notice?
Always thinking.
And I thought.
Yes.
So, what do you know though? Because knowing is different from thinking.
Yes, I think.
You know, in external knowledge versus knowledge from within. So, analyzing a little bit more this human mind, how it thinks, how it works, apart from I think so I am. So it gives a whole heap of credit to intellect. So, these are some of its premises. It thinks in dual, pairs, hot, cold. Time and space is a big one came to mind. So that means now the mind is only existing within time and space.
It's a tool for that purpose.
And we're saying time is relative, because what time is it on the Mars and Moon? Right?
Very good.
Even in Cali.
Yes, different time zones.
So time ain't all what we might just immediately think time is.
Think it's the same everywhere right now.
So further look on how it thinks. It seems to be lacking, you know, with any information that can actually give it power and strength. It would somehow suppress it and always have some kind of projection and looking at others and making up stories about others. It's outside of itself. Its orientation somehow needs a savior from outside of itself. It needs a philosophy and guidance from outside of itself. So now the reason why I was emphasizing that is to see how it can be tricked and punked and bamboozled. And isn't that what's going on now?
Yes, it is.
So the nation is celebrating its birthday. Lot of firecrackers popping and popping. So we're talking about the nature and structure of the human, and if you don't understand it, how you can be find yourself being controlled by the beliefs of others.
Distracted.
And miss the whole point and understanding who self is.
This wonderful human mechanism that has a nature and structure.
So what is it for even? You know, we've come to realize, as you just said, the human mechanism is what one of the terms we were looking at, because it creates things systematically. Wonderful thing. Remember, said this is the original gadget, and it is the ones creating all the gadgets you see everybody's all enchanted with, walking around with.
Distracted sometimes.
And how children of the Congo, lost children of the Congo, is the one mining that we can have the minerals, that we can be walking around distracted. That's why we say understand the social system, where we're at, how it works, how it's even using one to be against one's own interests.
Think global, act local. What is preventing local, global justice?
What is it?
psychological subjugation, control, and domination of all individuals, minerals, the planet. Misreading.
So, and that happening, as we're saying, and only possible because the human can be bamboozled, is what we was even saying.
Yes.
For that nice memory that you brought out, also what actually is motivating everything that's going on.
Yes.
And how identity moving forth can be very important in our independent study and our goal setting, how we're thinking and shaping. Where do we go from here?
Independent self-help management, independent study, self-help management.
This is something that you're advocating?
Advocating here at Justice Radio Station. And wherever you are, include independent study in your goal setting.
The ongoing learn, we should be evolving.
Yes, that's how you evolve, through learning. Learning the
what
correct.
What is education?
Yes, knowing everything one needs to know at the time one needs to know it, for constructive thoughts, speech, action, making criminal acts unnecessary. Think about it.
And then we're also saying, be conscientious, because we're saying this is how we can find ourselves imprisoned, enslaved, mentally, psychologically, socially, because somebody else is exploiting our thought, speech, and action to do their bidding.
Through deception.
Of this democracy.
Self-deception.
In this democracy. But
I
are we
justice,
in a democracy?
I found justice missing.
And in fact, justice would be better than what we have. In fact, democracy is against justice. Remember, there is no working legal definition for justice. Do you know that?
Yes, I can see it. Looking at.
Do you care about that?
Yes. That's why the compensatory definition for justice, learn it. Be about it, individuals.
And then how can we unite independently? Remember, it has to be around a code for thought, speech, and action. Not a person, never a person. And using our immediate power to be able to do this. Justice Radio Station. Thanks kindly. Peace and love to all.
This is Miss Lady. Thanks for joining Justice Radio Station.
Happiness will come again. She wins.